Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
Victor Kilo 4, Whiskey Popper. Bill Pickering. William, or Bill Pickering, VK4WP, of Ingham, was around 82 years of age and still licensed according to the ACMA database. Felix, VK4FUQ, when giving us details of Bill, said, "I knew Bill personally through Telstra when I was employed by them, and Bill was the long-time OIC in charge of the Ingham Telephone Exchange. I always regarded Bill as one of the most intelligent people I knew. His general intellect, amazing." Victor Kilo 4 Whiskey Popper was also involved in serving local government at one time. RIP William Bill Pickering, VK4WP, joins the list of VK4 Silent Keys for the 2017-2018 WIA year, which includes VK4 BRG Ron Graham, who passed July 15, 2017.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Let's check out three of our 27 VK4 clubs and six special interest groups. I'm John VK4JJW for Q News. We're looking today on the Gympie Communications and Electronics Group, Cairns, and Southside Amateur Radio Society. The Southsiders meet the first Wednesday of the month at McDonald's Meeting Rooms, Leichhardt Street, Woodridge. That's in Logan Central. And all are welcome at the meetings, which start at 7 p.m. Third Wednesday of the month for technical discussions at various venues. Tuesday night, the Southside Amateur Radio Society runs an ed on 147.075 plus 600 on the club's VK4RAX Mount Cotton repeater. If you want some training or an assessment, their training course coordinator is Brendan Pratt, VK4BLP, phone 3171 3111. The president is Pat Sullivan, VK4FPAT. Gympie Communications and Electronics Group, a like-minded group of radio enthusiasts in the Gympie region of southeast Queensland, promoting amateur radio in the area. They proudly boast members aged in their teens through to over 90, some new to the hobby, while others have been on the air for over 40 years. Gympie Communications and Electronics Group started off in 2008 and has steadily grown to well over 30 members. Meetings are held at the old Gympie Railway Station, Tozer Street, Gympie. This is the Rattler Station, and their building is at the northern end of the platform. Meetings are held on the second Thursday of the month at 7:30 p.m. except January, and there's a social get-together at the club room every Wednesday morning at 10. The club runs an HF net on 80 metres. This net's on Wednesday evenings at 8 o'clock on 3647 kHz. President is Lachlan Morrison, VK4FLCM. Cairns Amateur Radio Club maintains two voice repeaters, 146.950 QDH Mount Haran via Caranda and 439.850 QDH Ridges Tradewinds Esplanade. No access tone is required for either. Club call sign is VK4HM. Cairns Club members meet on the second Wednesday of each month, 19:30 EST, in the Crystal Room at Brothers Leagues Club, Anderson and English Street, Manunda. Ask at the desk for directions. Cairns Amateur Radio Club holds a net every Tuesday at 09:30 UTC on 3596 MHz. And president is Willie Block, VK4HB. Well, there we be, three of our 27 VK4 clubs and six special interest groups. If you'd like to put pen to paper and step up to the microphone to tell us about your club, then drop a note to qnews@wia.org.au. For Q News, I'm John, VK4JJW.
From VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. In the Burdekin, Charters Towers, Townsville and Hinchinbrook regions, it can be heard on the VK4RAT Townsville VHF repeater, 146.7 MHz, immediately following the 9 a.m. transmission of the WIA National News every Sunday morning. On behalf of the Townsville Amateur Radio Club retransmit team, I'm Gavin, VK4ZZ.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. It seems that whilst we're at the pit of the sunspot cycle, there are many people achieving multiple contacts on digital, low-power modes. This is a great way to accumulate contacts and QSL cards towards awards, but not necessarily the best way of having the person-to-person contact that has drawn radio amateurs together across continents. The key and the microphone, and then the keyboard, have allowed QSOs, on a personal level, to build friendships that have lasted over the years. Of course, this is not to diminish the contest contact that seeks to improve message handling ability, but which is now a skill of its own. I also wonder if some people have become too precious and too sensitive to social contacts, particularly those rambling rag chews that can be found over parts of the HF bands. Comments about this not being proper use of amateur radio are often made both on air and other media. There used to be an expression in the regulations many years ago that the content of amateur contacts were to be of so little importance that the telephone would not be used. And the paraphrase is mine, but the point was that it has long been recognised that, apart from the technical aspect of the hobby, there is the person-to-person contact. Seem to be seeing people who have a background in citizens band radio observing that the bands, that is the amateur bands, are vacant, and they are switching on the 27 meg rig to find conversation. How sad is this, that one of the main features of amateur radio, the rag chew, is seemingly in disrepute, and other radio services are being used for the social side of the hobby. And perhaps this might be part of the reason that many are saying amateur radio is failing to recruit new blood. Maybe the time has come for us to consider where we are at and see if we can't find the friendliness that was the historical hallmark of amateur radio. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA. And the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.